faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
As the director of communications for the San Francisco 49ers, I get all types of people reaching out, whether it's with requests, whether it's with story ideas, just unique things that they want us to know about them and their fandom. When I get a good one, it's like stumbling on a nugget of gold. This story was something that I looked at as a unique way for the team to interact with our fans. We're always looking for that unique opportunity for us to interact. Our team has the opportunity to create memories on that football field. But when we, as an organization, have the opportunity to create a memory in the new stadium, the first memory ever really created at that stadium, we had to jump at it.
There are so many stories that will take place in Levi's Stadium, from amazing scores that take our breath away.
Now Kaepernick being flush, rolling to his left. Goes back across the field. Gore is wide open. At the 40, down the near side to the 30. Gore to the 20. Gore breaks a tackle, and Frank Gore is gone! Touchdown, 49ers!
To clutch plays that preserve sweet victory.
Smith takes the snap, standing and throws a ball deep up the slot. Intercepted! Parrish Cox slides with the ball, takes a knee, and that should be the ball game for the 49ers.
Those stories will live on forever. But there are some stories that take place off the field, and those, too, will be preserved for a lifetime. This is one of those stories, and it just so happens to be a love story, plain and simple. Love for a brother, a family, a fiancé, and, of course, a team. This tale starts the way countless others have. A great guy meets a great girl. However, this story ends up different than all the other stories before it.
My brother and I are extremely close. Shared a car, shared a pager back when it was cool. We went to the same college, same major. We're always there for each other. I couldn't ask for a better brother.
The relationship I have with my brother, obviously my best friend. He could not know you. He'll just give you the shirt off his back type guy.
Scott and Eric are so close. They have such a unique relationship. It's because they come from such a unique, special, loving family. You can't separate them. Scott and Eric will always come first to each other.
Scott and Eric Onick from Fairfax, California are identical twins. Two peas in a pod that just can't be separated. Sharing life events and moments with each other, the pair became a plus one when Eric said, "I do," and brought Jessica into the family. And like they had done all their life, they reflected each other. So that meant it was time for Scott to settle down. Enter into the story, Sarah.
So I met Sarah, the love of my life, after I had gotten out of college. We were coincidentally at a bar in Novato.
You know, I wish I had a better story than that, but it's true. It's how you meet people, right?
One thing led to another. I got a number, and there we go.
So we actually talked for months, and over time, I knew that Scott was the one.
She was you know, all Niners all the time. And then she was telling me about her family. And in her childhood, you know, she was more of a Niner fan than I was. I mean, she had me hooked on everything else. So this was just the icing on the cake. And then when we talked about going to games, and it was, you know, almost too good to be true. Sarah hands down knows exactly what's going on and who's who. And for when we're going to games, she's like, I don't know, maybe you should wear your Rathman jersey today. You know,
Sarah and Scott take football extremely seriously. They are diehard. I will hands down say Sarah knows way more about the Niners than I do.
The Onyx are undoubtedly a Niner family, but even the most loyal stumble. It's okay to stumble, as long as there isn't any photographic evidence to incriminate said stumble.
I found a picture of my brother actually going through some old pictures where he's wearing some Raider stuff, and that was the highlight for me, that I could rub that in his face.
I hate to say, but I'm going to throw my parents under the bus on this one. It was back, you know, when we were little. I'm a big supporter of all Bay Area, you know, sports teams. Maybe my dad got this sweatshirt for someone for free. I don't know, but it was a mistake. I was young. It's in the past. I don't really like talking about it anymore.
When it comes to the Niners, Sarah and Scott both agree that you won't ever find them wearing another football team's apparel. However, you might find a pair of red and gold pants in the family. But only one person will be wearing those.
Me. I'm the bigger 49er fan.
Going to a 49er game when it's freezing, it's pouring down rain. The record is not that hot, and she'll stay there till the last second of the game and enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, she's dedicated to the Niners, 100% dedicated and faithful.
Sunday game days are serious at our house. We are very superstitious about what we wear. So if it was a shirt that we won in last week, Scott will make sure he wears it again. Big games, honestly, we don't go to friends' houses. We stay home, lock the door. No distractions, serious business.
Third in the league, converting nearly 52%. Third and eight.
I always wanted to marry someone that was like my dad, the Niners, and just growing up and going to games with my dad.
I never expected the first time at a 49er game that she was going to enjoy it, you know, that much. To see her eyes light up from being in the parking lot, going through all the crazy stuff and hanging on to your hand in all those crowds, probably giving her a bruise on her arm because I didn't want to lose her, to when you walk through the tunnel and you see the field and it's lit up, and just she lit up too. Just like me, you go to your seats and your knees are shaking, your hands are shaking, the game hasn't even started yet, and you're just, the excitement was there. And Sarah just took on to that and went with it too.
It's been such a huge part of my life, going to games with my dad. When I met Scott, he does remind me a lot of my dad, and that aspect is awesome.
They're meant for each other, and she gets him, she got me too, which was awesome. So I signed off immediately.
So with a full blessing that Sarah would fit into the family, she and Scott began their journey. A journey that would certainly find the two making future plans. However, that next step is a big one. How would Scott decide to profess his love? Was he romantic enough to have a unique idea and make it a reality?
I'd consider myself a little bit of a romantic guy. I could be kind of sappy at times. If I could just show everybody, I mean, I'm completely proud of the catch I got, so if everyone could see it in the world, it's fine with me.
Coming up on The Faithful, love is in the air for 49er fans, and watch how a once-in-a-lifetime event became a reality for two hometown faithful. There are as many ways to celebrate a wedding as there are couples who tie the proverbial knot. When it comes to a theme for the big day, well, let's just say that choosing a red and gold motif has been done before. Although that doesn't stop some of the most faithful brides and grooms from indulging in their fandom. Preparation, planning, creativity. All these things go not only into a great ceremony, but a great proposal as well. And like a wedding, that proposal can take months, even years, in the making.
It started months beforehand, actually. One of my best friends, Andy, used to work with the 49ers, so he knew some people down there, and I knew that Scott had bought a ring, and Eric and I had been talking about this, and I kept saying, God, wouldn't it be cool if he could propose at the stadium?
A little light went off. I was like, wow, that would be pretty awesome. I wonder how they could do that.
I'm a PR guy. I spend a lot of time talking to reporters, pitching stories. I thought, man, I need to put together the pitch of my life. I sat there rereading this pitch over maybe for an hour. playing with periods and putting a comma there, an exclamation point. No, it's too serious. It was like you're asking a girl out for the first time. You're like, don't want to come on too strong, but I got to show I care about it, and I got to be concise, but I got to explain it.
An email comes across from Andy. Within seconds, he has pitched this idea to me of putting together the first wedding proposal at Levi's Stadium ever. And I looked at it as the first true memory that we could create for one of our fans at the stadium.
Within 20 minutes, Bob responded. From there, I knew we were on the road to something amazing.
What better way to start someone's marriage than using something that was one of the reasons that they came together, their love for the San Francisco 49ers.
If we could get this to go, or if it could be part of it, I'd be on cloud nine if we could do it.
So, a plan had been hatched, and the Niners staff were all in. With the help of several departments within the franchise, the wheels were in motion to have a true memory come to life at Levi's Stadium.
Because this was really a big moment for the team, too. From day one, the ability to have the first wedding proposal ever at Levi's to be a moment to commemorate and a moment to make, you know, larger than you. That's really cool. And I think what was comforting was a lot of guys in the organization, they didn't just say, oh, we're doing a wedding thing. They took it as seriously as I would hope anyone involved in a big wedding proposal would. It just reminded me what kind of organization this is. That, you know, even down to the guy who doesn't even know these people, never met either members of the couple, he took it as seriously as if it was his own proposal. And that really meant a lot.
Coming up on The Faithful, the moment of truth and every man's greatest fear. Was it a yes or no when we return? In the months before Levi Stadium was ready to open its doors to the masses, a young man from Northern California was hoping to enter the stadium early. You see, Scott Onick, a lifetime faithful, was hoping to make Sarah Cookson his faithful fiancé by way of the first proposal to be done at the team's shining new home. But he couldn't do it alone. So with help from his friends, family, and of course his hometown team, he set out to have as a unique proposal as anyone in Niners lore.
After talking to the people at the 49ers, we set up a date. Our friend Andy got us a private tour for my brother and I's birthday, which was coming up in the weeks following. So getting her to take time off work on, you know, Tuesday, middle of the day, was pretty tough, and I was sweating the whole time, especially when, you know, right up to it, she's like, oh, maybe you just go without me.
Scott and Eric just turned 30 this past May. We convinced Sarah that our good friend Andy had done a little magic and had gotten us a private tour of Levi's Stadium for Scott and Eric's birthday. As a good girlfriend, how can you not be there for your boyfriend's birthday present?
Scott, myself, Andy, Jessica, we've been holding this secret for so long. Really hard to maintain our cool and not act weird. So I picked up Scott and Sarah from the city, left work early, and Scott was being a little chatty Cathy. He was very, very nervous, like, oh, we should go left here. We need to get around construction, and how do we get there? I was like, calm down, man, I got this. We're going to be down there. We're going to make it in time. Honestly, once we roll up to the stadium and you see just the enormity of this thing and how breathtaking it is, so that kind of calmed our nerves just because it took our minds away from the whole engagement issues, just seeing this beautiful structure.
When we went into the headquarters, I got to meet everyone that I'd been emailing, which is really weird, acting like you've never corresponded or spoken with the person when you have.
Members of the team and members of the organization all knew it was happening. So, you know, when I arrived to Levi's, I of course saw a lot of old friends who I had worked with for years and years in the past. It was kind of like being with 1,000 people who were all on the inside of this really big joke. It was cool to both be sort of an innocent bystander for Scott and Sarah, but also to hang back with the people, the team who knew what was happening and knew the enormity of what was about to go down and what actually was about to happen, and just to see the excitement on their faces.
You know, meanwhile, I'm inside, completely, you know, freaking out.
I could tell he was nervous, but I thought he was just really excited, which is normal, you know, we're at Levi Stadium.
Heart rate's up to about 300 beats per minute at this point. The thing that kind of threw me off the most was when we were walking on the concourse, there was a row of seats that were shaped in a heart. And I looked at that, I said, that's fantastic, but I hope it doesn't give it away.
And I kind of looked at it like, well, that's weird. Like, why would they do that, you know? In my head, I'm like, could this be that? Could this be a proposal? And I immediately talked myself out of it, like, you are such a girl. Get over yourself. That's not what's happening.
Today I'm going to propose to my girlfriend, Sarah. I've been dating the last 3 years. It's a long time coming. very excited, like really excited.
Do you want to do a group photo? So if you guys want to come up here.
One, two, take a couple here. Perfect. Awesome.
Awesome. Yeah, so if you guys can turn around, I think we have something that's going to go up there. I mean, at least we can show off. Oh, there you go.
Oh, hey.
Hey, hey, there it is.
Hey. No, it's gone.
Sarah? You're the only person I want to be with the rest of my life. And I figured it was about time. And just like the 49ers are going to the next chapter, this is the perfect place for us to start the next chapter with something great.
Scotty!
Will you be my wife? Is that a yes?
I can't even see it.
Is that a yes?
Yes! Oh my God!
Give me a kiss.
I can't
hear you. Give me a kiss. Love you.
Oh my God.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm sorry, I'm nervous. Babe, this is crazy. Oh my God. Oh my God, that's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. Baby, I can't breathe.
I've been freaking out.
You know, you're acting so strange. I can't believe I'm wearing a ring right now. I love you. Babe, I'm seriously in shock right now.
Me too. I don't know. It's just... Yeah.
Oh my God.
I was like, I'm still conscious. That's great.
Oh my God. I can't handle it right now. Babe, I'm seriously, like, shocked.
Well, that's the point.
Before I proposed to Sarah, I feel like I should ask her father before I did so. I called her dad the day before. And I asked him, and he was pretty fired up, too, when I told him the whole thing. And that was, again, another sigh of relief for me.
I told him how we were going to go for this tour, but it was a big, big sham, and I just really wanted to propose to you. And so he was, like, beyond fired up.
He was.
Yeah. Oh. And he just said to make sure you're in a good mood. Oh. And then he said that you'll be in good hands.
Scotty, were you nervous talking to him?
Yeah, a little bit.
Babe, this is nuts.
I know.
Never in a million years did I think that this was going to happen, and I'm so grateful that it did.
Just it all sinking in was so cool, and once you said yes, I mean, that was kind of like felt complete after that. Just the pure shock of things that happened after. I mean, we were just excited to do it at the stadium, but I think the whole social media thing after that, I mean, just, you know, she's like, oh, I saw us on, you know, Yahoo. And then like, oh, I called into the Sport NFL Network. And it's that was just, it was still kind of a surreal. It was funny because we sat down and we read some of the comments. I felt kind of proud because a lot of people were thinking that, you know, hey, man, this guy took my idea. So I'm like, hey, you're going to be number two or number 200. So not number one.
Scott has truly exceeded every expectation is all I can say about that day. You know, it's one thing to get engaged, but to do it somewhere that's so special and so important.
The Niners just loved the idea and were so supportive and so thoughtful and just put so much heart into it, which I think really speaks to the organization and the way they value their fans.
To say they went above and beyond what we asked is even an understatement.
I thought that was pretty amazing that they would take that time and effort to take a local couple and make them feel so special for them. Knowing, you know, what huge fans they were, I was pretty impressed.
Levi's Stadium is going to be forever ingrained in Sarah and Scott. Whenever we go back, there's always going to be a little bit of that memory.
We could be at Levi's Stadium 20 years from now and be in that spot and have our kids at that spot.
We're going to go back there and we're going to get to relive it a little bit every time that we go back there.
Oh, it was awesome being a part of my brother being the first engagement. That stadium is probably going to be around longer than we are. Amazing to think of all the history that's going to be made at that stadium, and they are literally front page.
It's history. I mean, we are the first.
You know, as much as you look forward to the future and you want,
you know, the best things to have for you, Darty, but you still have those moments you look back to. We had them last night. We were going through photo albums, picking out a couple pictures of Sarah, you know, in 49er gear, jackets when she was a little tiny. It's just, there was a lot of reminiscing last night, digging through photo books. It's hard to believe how fast 20 years can go. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the rest of it. I'm looking for their family growing, some grandkids. I'm going to spoil them rotten. I cannot wait. I knew this day was coming. I didn't expect it to be coming this soon. You know, I couldn't ask for my daughter to be in better hands.
Love songs.
George Strait, Across My Heart.
Oh, I thought you were gonna skip me on that.
Love songs. Oh, new one. Sarah Bareilles, I Choose You.
What was the name of that song? Come here, girl, I want to dance. That one, whatever it was good.
Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls is one of my favorites.
Stand By Me.
Plug in any top 10 country song. You're usually pretty good out there.
There's a song called Home to You by John Michael Montgomery that is one of my all-time favorites.
Marry Me by Train.
Sarah Smiles, Hall & Oates. And then also Brown Eyed Girl. Those are going to be in our wedding somewhere. We're all being honest here. Yeah.